longer, slower, gentler chat with Andy Thomas about Underground Overground, his book, which is effectively about what football clubs are and what they aren't, and who they belong to and why they belong to those people. And I always worry. So me and you, and people like me and you, we will always conclude. And, you know, you do it in a very interesting way, don't get me wrong, but I think you'll find the football club belongs to the fans. But within this, within the background that you use of what happens to Wimbledon, AFC Wimbledon and MK Dons approximately 20 years ago now, the truth of the matter is that this is quite a rare thing in English football. I can think of a few other examples of them, where a case study for, my God, what if they actually managed to do this in both directions comes out. So what if they actually managed to move a club on the one hand, but then what would happen and what would the alternative be on the other, literally gets played out in real time, and it backs up our point of view?
It does. And yet at the same time, it backs up the fact that there are other points of view. The Bobby Robson definition of the club, which I talked about early on, which I'm going to read in full since we're on the long, relaxed version of the... So, what is a club in any case? Not the buildings or the directors or the people who are paid to represent it. It's not the television contracts, get-out clauses, marketing departments or executive boxes. It's the noise, the passion, the feeling of belonging, the pride in your city. It's a small boy clambering up stadium steps for the very first time, gripping his father's hand, gawping at that hallowed stretch of turf beneath and, without being able to do a thing about it, falling in love. So, that definition. First of all, cracking definition. Bobby Robson. Everyone respects Bobby Robson,
yeah,
regardless of your affiliation. But the interesting thing about that definition is it's a definition, but it's also an argument. It's this and it's this. If not that, it's not that. So it kind of folds in the sense that the people will disagree with it right into the very nature of what the definition is. So when you define a football club, you're always doing that in the face of what someone else thinks the football club is. Because football clubs are these gloriously broad things that contain too many people to ever agree. And that's the fans. Sure, you know, the Liverpool fan base is a probably good example here, but it's the owners, it's the players, it's the directors, it's everyone in the orbit, and they all have different ideas of what this club is doing and what this club should be doing, what this club is for. And ultimately, while I will stand by my definition, it is always going to be my definition. There will always be disagreements to it. So, you know, it's a constant process of identifying what you think your definition of a club is, but also, you know, advocating for it, arguing for it, and trying to recover it in the face of when the other definition wins, which is what Wimbledon did, which is what AFC Wimbledon was. It's a kind of, we lost the arguments in the short term, we'll win the argument in the long term.